7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning, we're going to do something very unique. We're going to talk to a man who loves to breed plants to make gardening better and easier for all of us. His name is Anthony Kessler, and his company searches the world for new plants or plants that they can improve to make gardening easier for us. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. We are in the beginning of our late spring, early summer, and you're in your fall and early winter, I guess, in Australia, right?
Yeah, cool, snappy, and a lot of rain.
Well, we've just finished that. We're just beginning to have our nice season. Over the last few months, Anthony, we've talked a lot about some of the plants that your company has produced for the American gardener. Today, I'd like for you to tell us about some of the ideas on how to best use these plants and care for them in the garden.
Our primary philosophy when we go around looking at different breeding around the world from all different types of breeders in many different countries. And when we look at plants, we're looking for something that primarily has to be easy care. That's our fundamental philosophy. Then it has to be interesting. And when I say interesting, it has to be colourful. It's no good getting a plant that we're going to sort of provide to people to put in the garden if it's just another me-too, it's indescript, and it's a little bit lost. So every plant that we look for just has to have this little bit of excitement and a little bit difference. And the other thing, it has to provide this excitement, if I can call it that in this prefix, for a long time in the garden. I always had the philosophy and scare of I'd buy something nice and different, I'd do all the work, then I'd go away for a week or two's holiday, it would flower when I was away, and I'd come back, and there was nothing again. And I thought, no, that's not the type of plant I'm looking for. I want something that's going to provide a long time of enjoyment in the garden. So that's really what we look for when we go out looking at plants, Paul.
Great. Now let's start with adding color to the garden. What tip do you have for that, Anthony?
Adding color into the garden, I look at a normal garden, and a normal garden has primarily the basics. It is either the house in there, it's got lawn, it's got some trees around. And then when I call about adding color, I like sort of adding hot spots. And a hot spot should just grab your attention. And so to do that, I often like planting, say, depending on the size, if it's a flower carpet, bush or ground cover rose, I'd like to put it between, say, 3 and 10 plants down there. And that sort of gives a nice big visual area. If I'm planting annuals or calabrosias or petunias, I'd like to plant, again, say maybe between 10 and 20. Again, put in a nice clump around rather than just one or two. If you want a bit of colour, say, around a post office box, then you might only need between, say, if it's a flower carpet, you might only need one or two. If you're putting some petunias down there, you might need, say, about four or five, and that would also work. But always look at adding hot spots. So not just one, a clump of something that's going to give you a nice lot of color over time.
I know one of your plants that is just incredible, and I can't wait till we can get some heat on a regular basis to really watch it grow, is the Tropicana canna. Tell us about this incredible plant.
Yeah, I love this plant. Tropicanas or cannas have been around for a long time, but they normally had a green foliage or a dark burgundy type foliage, nothing really exciting. And then we came across this Tropicana, and it sort of totally wiped away any preconceived idea of what a canna normally would look like. And here we had a plant that had stripes of burgundy and yellow and orange and pink, and sometimes a little bit of a trend towards red. And this was over the whole leaf and then the whole plant. So when I saw this canna, Tropicana, I was so excited. I just could not wait to get my hands on it. And you put it in the garden, and especially, of course, you know, it does need the spring warmth. So where you are, it often won't come into good color until summer. And then you sort of see it grow, and it is fabulous. And then if you have it and you can see the sun shining through the leaf, there's an iridescence that makes the whole leaf pop to a whole different level. So, you know, when I saw this, this canna is a kaleidoscope of exotic color. You can hear I'm excited about it, but I really am.
from the pictures that I've seen on the website, and actually I had in my fish pond last year, I have that beautiful gold and green foliage with the stripes on it. Oh, I mean, yes. Everybody who walked by my fish pond said, "What's that?" I said, "That's a canna." They said, "That's not a canna. A canna doesn't have foliage like that." I said, "Believe me, it is."
Yeah, and it's very interesting. It loves the northern area, even though it's a tropical type plant. But in your northern summer, it loves the moisture that you got in the soil, and then the heat, and then it just grows beautiful. It's a fabulous plant, Paul. I think one of the most exciting finds I've ever seen in a plant that was so different that created this huge excitement.
Well, I know one of the plants that's got me excited, and I cannot wait until summer, is your incredible new series of the tall growing phlox. That has me excited.
Yeah, phlox are, again, these, it's like a popping color. Phlox are so colorful when they come out, and we'd been searching really for a long time to try and get the most disease tolerance of all phloxes. They're prone to a lot of mildew, and a lot of the earlier varieties were, well, you know, sometimes if the mildew came in too quick, you didn't see the flower. But the volcano phlox, it was bred with new genetics, and they picked the genetics up when Russia fell apart, and they found some old genetics in an old botanical garden, and then they crossed that with the rich colors of the existing phlox that didn't have good disease resistance. And the outcome is you're getting really good disease resistance, but with these strong, beautiful colors. And phlox are really, yeah, when they come in and grow, they sort of stand up proud, and they look at you, and they say, "Hey, look at me, because it's so bright and colorful.
Yeah, and phlox is the summer flower. I mean, if summer is here and you have a good perennial garden, you need to have tall phlox in your garden. But in the past, especially if you have a hot, humid, muggy summer and showers, the powdery mildew covers the foliage, the plant turns black, and ugh, it's terrible. But this new one, this volcano, I can't wait.
It's very good, and I've seen volcano in various beds together with the traditional garden phlox. And yeah, look, if you get the right, when I say the right, the worst conditions, the traditional phlox can just collapse so quickly. And this is really why we love the new genetics that are in the new volcano phlox. They can stand up to this onslaught so much better than all the other phlox.
And they will flower a second time, right, Anthony?
Yes, if you get them and they're flowering in their first summer flush, I just get my head shears and I just cut back maybe, I'm just figuring out here, around about 6 or 8 inches down. It can be down to a foot down, but often about 6 or 8 inches down, just below the old flower head. Just get your shears and go snip, snip, snip. And then
and
just
it comes
give
right
them a
back.
Little bit of extra feed, a bit of potash in the fertilizer, and they'll come back and flower again.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using the Lorgonite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorgonite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorgonite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.82.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.21.90, $8.10.95 for a half ounce, or $405.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.21.90, $8.10.95, and $405.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back. We are talking with Anthony Tesler about summer flowering unique plants. And Anthony and his company have developed many, many new hybrid plants that will really make your garden pop this year. One of the things, Anthony, a lot of our listeners are concerned about water and shortages of it. What do you suggest that people plant that would be water-wise?
We in Australia, we had a drought that ran for 13 years, so that we sort of started to learn to, one, how to use water, two, how to select different type of plants. And you can have beautiful gardening in an area that doesn't get much water. And the first thing with everything like this is to try and select the right group of plants. Overall, you can get sort of lavender. And lavender is a tough, hardy plant that doesn't really require a lot of water. Succulents. In these succulents, there's some really, really beautiful plants and really, really low water use. So that'll work well. Ornamental grasses. It's inherent in their genetic makeup that they can run and produce this beautiful fluff and tuft of the foliage of a grass over a very droughtful condition. Then you can get various others, even flower carpet. It is a drought-tolerant plant. In Australia, it was around about 10 years into the drought, and a lot of the government plantings that we had around the cities and around the suburbs, most of the plants had died because the council wasn't allowed to water. But there, what did we see? Flower carpet was flowering beautifully, where basically all the other plants had died. And these were established flower carpets. So if you've got a drought condition currently and you want to plant a garden rose, like a flower carpet, a ground cover rose, you just make a hole a little bit bigger when you plant. Make sure that the whatever plant also that you have doesn't get root bound going into the soil. So make it a little bit bigger, loosen up the soil, put in a bucket of water in that hole, and then plant your plant, your flower carpet rose, if you're planting one of those, but anything else, backfill, and always leave a slight indent around about, say, 6 inches away from the edge of the plant, so that when you get water, you've got this little channel around about 6 inches away from the stem of the plant. And then you just give a little bit of extra water so it will stay there and float down, but you don't need a lot of water. Just a couple of little things that you can do that can make whatever water you've got very effective. And then by doing that, you still can have a very colorful garden.
That's just fantastic. Now, Anthony, I have a steep slope, and I want to plant something that will look nice, but I don't want to have to worry about it all the time. What would you suggest?
There's some really great sort of ground cover creepers that, like, when you have a slope, and it depends on the steepness of the slope, if it's not too steep, you can really put any type of perennials into that. If I've got a steeper slope, we see, and the councils here use a lot of flower carpet on steeper slopes because, one, they're very adaptable. Two, they're very easy to look after. They just get along of those hedge trimmers if they just want to cut everything back. But if they don't, the plants can be left 3, 4, or 5 years without doing anything. And on a slope like that, I would then, you'll often find that you don't need as much water, and it holds, and if you get a lot of water, the plantings, and if it's flower carpet, it will hold the soil there to the soil coming down the slope, which will create a problem for your garden. So flower carpets, if you want them, do exceptionally well on slopes. But there's a lot of other good ground covers to do. What, just thinking about that too, is earlier on we talked about lavenders being good for dry areas, but lavenders are also excellent on slopes because they don't like wet feet. So you can plant clumps of lavender and clumps of flower carpet together. And
Anthony?
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey. Forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first. With Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green, from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll all work together to give you a great gardening season. I want you to make a mental note or a circle your calendar. July 14th. Is the garden tour here in Kennebunk. We want to invite you to come. There's going to be 10 homes, including mine, and I have some surprises for you to look at in my gardens this year. We'll put up the information on the website and the newsletter in the next week. But it's going to be fantastic. And also, this year, you will be able to order tickets online. And if you order early, you can save 25% off the cost of the ticket. And all the proceeds go to the prevention of cruelty to children. So, circle that day. Come up to Maine. If you live in Maine, come on south. And enjoy a clam roll, a lobster roll, the beautiful gardens. It's a wonderful time. And I guarantee you, when you come to my house, a real surprise. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gilbert from Maine with a question about hydroponics.
Gilbert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I was wondering, I built was that 4-inch tubes, and I drilled 3-inch holes on the top, and I got room for 27 plants. I was wondering, what should I use as far as fertilizer for that, and what pH should I maintain?
You want to try and keep your pH as close to neutral, maybe a little bit on the acid side. So normal is 7, if you could get it to either 6 or 6.5, that would be ideal. Fertilizer-wise, you want to use a water-soluble. So Miracle-Gro, Blooming and Rooting is very good, either one of those two. Blooming and Rooting, I think you would probably get more because there is more phosphorus. And the phosphorus is needed to develop the root system, being that there's no soil. So if the roots are in the soil, they can find it in the soil. But being that they're in water, the Blooming and Rooting would be very good. If you can't find it, then Miracle-Gro will do good also. But I think if you did that, you'd be in great shape.
Okay,
thank you.
Right now I'm using Expert plant food, which is supposed to be neutral. It's not for Cetica or whatever. Is that good also? It's supposed to have a lot of those ingredients you mentioned.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't get too acid. If you're going to grow potatoes, they like a slightly acid soil. But most everything else, you want to be around between 6 and 7.
Okay, to balance the acidity, I added vinegar and went too far off the scales on the left. So I added some magnesium to it. Would that hurt the effects?
No. It won't hurt the effects. We should be okay.
Okay, my wife was showing me the box over here, and said for the fertilizer, it's 15, 30, 15. Is that a good balance?
That's a very, very good balance.
So I should maintain that, and I should have good results. I overdid it. I bought too many plants, too many seeds, and with only 27 holes, I forgot there were that many seeds in one package. We'll see how they come out. Should I put more than one seed in there to get started, or just one seed per hole?
I would start several seeds. I would do 3 or 4. You can always thin, but if you add one and it doesn't germinate, then you've got an empty hole. So plant 3 or 4 together, and then when they come out, then you take the healthiest plants and get rid of the ones that are weaker. But that will guarantee that you'll have something in that hole. Okay?
Another question. How often should I be running that water? Can I run continuously, or would that rot the roots, or do I do a start and stop thing?
Well, I was at Disney this past winter with my son Matthew, and Disney has a display in one of their parks called The Land, and there's a demonstration about hydroponics, and they run the water continuously. And they don't run food continuously. They add the food. Every 2 weeks, they use that liquid food. But they do run the water continuously. And they had some that were dripping. They had some going in tubes. But what happens is if the water doesn't continuously move and it gets hot, and with July and August coming, it's going to get hot, your water will start to turn green with mold. And that's going to slow down the growth of the plant and possibly stop it. Moving water has a tough time turning green with algae. Okay? Thank you.
Yes.
And good luck to you. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ralph from Mass with a question about geraniums.
Good morning, Ralph. How can we help you with your geraniums today? Hey, Ralph.
This is Ralph. It's not geranium. Well, I have a Martha Washington geranium, and it looks like it's got the rust. And I also have zinnias, and they have the brown spots and rust on them. And what can I put on those to take care of that, especially the Martha Washington? I brought it home, and as soon as I transplanted it in the dirt, the rust appeared.
Okay. First of all, the one thing that you need to know is a Martha Washington is a geranium that prefers cool temperatures. So once you get into July and August, where you get really hot weather, the Martha Washington will begin to slow down. It will begin to stop flowering for you. So it's, again, it's a plant that likes cool temperatures. So as the days get hot, move it into where it's going to get shade in the afternoon, just to cool it down, to keep it active. Now, the best product for rust is a product called Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N, and it's made by several companies, Freddy Loam and Bonide. And it's something that you would spray directly onto the foliage, and it will stop the rust on that plant. And I would give it two applications, about 10 to 14 days apart, and it will take care of that. Let's see, there's also a systemic fungicide that you can put on the plant called Infuse, I-N-F-U-S-E. And it's something made by Bonide that you can put on the foliage, and that will take care of rust also. And any good systemic, Freddy Loam has a product called Systemic Fungicide, and that will take care of rust also. And what's nice about the systemic is if you get a heavy rain, it doesn't wash it off because it's inside the plant. So a systemic would be the way to go. Captan, number two, and then number three and four would be copper or sulfur. But look for a systemic, number one, or Captan, number two, then the copper and the sulfur, number three. And those you would have to do weekly on your plant until symptoms are gone on your geraniums. And if some of the leaves are really infected badly, pull them off. Clean the plant, because it will spread from spores on the active foliage on your plant, and feed every single week to help promote new growth. And remember, when it gets hot, in the shade during the heat of the day. Thank you. 855-660-4261. Now, when you come to my house in July, you're going to see I have a lot of containers with plants in them. I have roses, flowers of all types, some vegetables, and every one of those containers, I have blended the Black Gold Cocoa Blend Soil Conditioner. This is the most incredible product I have ever seen for pots. It's a combination of peat moss and cocoa. and they take the hull of the coconut, grind it up, and it's little fibers. And unlike peat moss, it will last in your soil for several years. And it prevents your plants from drying out. And you can put it in the vegetable garden, in the flower bed, but in whiskey barrels and all kinds of containers, it's incredible. Everything that I've planted in it is just exploding. So if you go to your local garden center, ask them for Black Gold Cocoa Blend and mix it in with your containers when you plant, you'll love it. You will absolutely love it. Also right now, especially with all that rain, poison ivy and poison oak has begun to really grow. If you see it, spray it. Clean up, round up will work very, very good. You don't need to buy a specialty product. If you have Cleanup, if you have Roundup, hit it on your poison ivy and it will go. Because I'll tell you, when it gets hot in July and August, it will explode and you will have it everywhere. So don't hesitate. Get rid of the poison ivy, poison oak right now.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Leo from Mass with a question about poisons.
Hey, Leo. How can we help you out today?
Well, I've been listening to you about 10 years now, and I'm just thinking about kills and cleanup. I have problems with weeds and grass, and I'm getting a little bit older. I can't keep up with them.
Okay.
You think that would hurt the garden if I put that on first and then wait about 10 days and plant?
The way that cleanup and Roundup is designed is you can actually spray a piece of your lawn, wait 10 days, everything will die, and then you rototill and you can actually plant, because Killzall, Roundup, and cleanup are all biodegradable, and they will break apart with the rays of the sun and rainfall. So spray, let everything die back, rototill, and you can plant, and you can be assured that there will be no residue in the ground. And also, the only way that Roundup works is through the foliage. It cannot be absorbed by the root system of the plant. So spray it, wait your 10 days. In a day like today, with the sun as high as it is in the sky and it's bright, it will get into the plant. And they're talking 3 days in a row, a miracle,
where we're going to have this type of weather, and it will kill that plant relatively fast, kill it in, and you can plant with no problem at all. So you do have something working for you on the positive side right now. Okay, thank you for the phone call. Now, I want you to do a couple of things. There is an insect in your perennial bed and on some of your shrubs. It looks like spit. It's an insect called spittle bug. And it's a hard shell insect, almost like a small grasshopper. And he's sucking energy out of your plant, blowing bubbles. And he's using that as camouflage from predatory insects and birds. So, all you need is the pressure from your hose to blow them off your plant. Or you can use something like Garden 8. But get them off because they will force, they're feeding on the top of the plant. And that's where your flower buds are. So if you don't kill them, they're going to suck the plant dry, and where that branch is, no flower bud will form. You won't have any color because of that. So very important that you do that today. If you have any kind of apples, peaches, pears, plums, strawberries, blueberries, the rain we had has taken off all of the protection that you put on there earlier this month. So you really need to reapply your fruit tree spray products that contain insecticides and fungicides on the plant. Daylight today, get the product on the plant and they will be safe from diseases. They're talking rain towards the end of the week, so get it on now and you'll be in great shape. Have a great week, everybody. Get out in the sunshine, do a little planting, a little weeding, and you will enjoy your day. Nothing better than working on your hands and knees in the soil with the sun out. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye-bye.